Today's Shir's Masechta Menachas Daf Kuf Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on top of Amud. Says the Mishnah, Re'e Elai Oila. If somebody obligated himself to bring a carbon oila, the loch is Yakrivenu B'migdash B'Yerushalayim. He should bring that carbon oila in the Beis HaMigdash in Yerushalayim. V'kriva Beis Chanyai. If he did not bring it there, rather brought in the Beis Chanya, which we're going to learn extensively what that means, where that was, lo yotza. He was not yotza, and he has to bring another carbon, because we may not bring a when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the halacha is very clear, we may only bring kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. If somebody said, however, harei le'ayla shekrivena, if somebody obligated himself that he's going to bring the carbon in Beis Chanya, so l'chatchila yakrivenu b'migdash, preferably he should bring in the Beis HaMikdash, because once he said harei elai oila, he obligated himself to bring a carbon oila, and since he obligated himself to bring a carbon oila, the place to bring such a carbon is obviously in the Beis HaMikdash. However, in this case, since when he took upon himself the obligation, he said he's going to bring it the Beis Chanya, so therefore Allah is, if he brought it in Beis Chanya, the Allah is Yotza. Rav Shimon disagrees. He says, the Gemara, he says that if somebody took upon himself a statement, Harei Elai Ola, that he took upon himself that he's going to bring along an oila in Beis Chanya, by saying that, it's considered as if he didn't really say anything of meaning, because saying that is essentially a meaningless statement. And therefore, Ein Zeh Oila, it's not considered an oila. And since it's not considered an oila, the halacha is he doesn't even bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, if he should so want to, because it would be a situation of bringing Chulin Bazara, which we discussed many times. The halacha clearly does not allow Chulin, something which is not a required carbon to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Mishnah, if somebody said already Nazar, he took upon himself to be a Nazar, Yigaleach, the halacha is that when a Nazar finishes term of Naziris, he has to bring a Keves Lo'ila, a Kifs Lechatos, Ayel Shlomim, and after he shechs those kabbonis, he cuts his hair in the Azara, and he puts them under the fire in which they're cooking the Karbim Shlomim. So somebody accepted upon himself a full-fledged carbon Naziris, that's the way he's supposed to do. That's what he's supposed to do. And if instead of doing it as we just described on the Beis HaMikdash, he did it in the Beis Chanya, then the halacha is lo yotza, he hasn't been yotza's obligation. However, says the Mishnah, if he upon accepting upon himself the Naziris, he said, Hareini Nazar, Shagalech Beis Chanya, he took upon himself to be a Nazar and finish the Naziris in Beis Chanya. So the halacha is really lechatchila yigaleich b'migdash. He should complete his naziris in the Beis HaMikdash. However, v'mgilach Beis Chanya, the halacha is yoytza. Rav Shimon again disagrees. Rav Shimon Omer that ain't a nazir. He's not a nazir altogether, because according to Rav Shimon, if somebody did not take upon himself an obligation in the way the halacha wants him to take on the obligation, the entire statement, according to Rav Shimon, is just ignored. So we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody said Harei Elai Oila Shekrivena Beis Chanya, and he actually brought it there, he fulfilled his obligation. Asked the Gemara, Yotza, how can we say that somebody bringing a carbon Beis Chanya is Yotza's obligation? Hamak the Ketala, he's just like killing an animal, and it's a meaningless act, because once he said a Harei Elai Oila, he took upon himself to bring a carbon oila, and bringing a carbon oila Beis Chanya is a meaningless act, answers the Gemara, since when the person took upon himself to bring this carbon oila, the way he expressed himself was Harei oila shekirvena beis chanya. So the Gemara says it's treated Omrav Hamnuna nas kaim harei lo oila amnas shloichai b'chriyosa. The halacha looks at it as if he never took on any responsibility. So that it's no different, explained the Mefarshim, than saying amnas shar gena, that he says that I'm just going to kill it. So since he said it in this way, the halacha is he's not held responsible at all. Ask the Gemara, Amle Rava, to which Rava asks, if that's the way you're learning, what's going to be the halacha elamata? Let's continue learning the Mishnah. Elamata Seifa, the Tani, if somebody says, Hareni Nazar, Shegalech Beis Chanya, if somebody says, I'm a Nazar on the stipulation that I'm going to conclude my Naziris in Beis Chanya, the halacha is Shegalech Beis Chanya. What he really ought to do, he should do everything in the Beis Hamikdash, as is the halacha of a Nazir. However, v'mgilech Beis Chanya, if he did it in Beis Chanya, yotza. Why over here, ask the Gemara Hachnami, why shouldn't we view his statement? Naskoy Mareini Nozom Nashloschai Bechreis Kabinoisov, that I'm not going to be held responsible, because that doesn't help, because once he said Hareini Nozir, so even if he designated the animals, and even if we look at that designation as something that doesn't carry any responsibility, he's still a nazir. And the halacha is that a nazir, kam de la maisa kabanosov, a nazir until he brings the kabanos that he's supposed to bring, lo miskasher, he doesn't leave his term of being a nazir. And he may not drink wine, and he may not take a hikkot, he may not be mitam la maisim. So this person accepted upon himself being a nazir. Once he accepted upon himself being a nazir, the halacha should be that he has to carry out his responsibilities, even if he doesn't have to do it with these specific animals. Ela Marava, says the Gemara, a different interpretation of the Mishnah. Says Rava, when somebody says, Harei elai oilo, shekirvena beis chanya, Adam zel adar niskaven, this person's intention was to give a gift l'shem shemayim, but not as a full-fledged carbon oila. In other words, the way many Rishonim explained the Gemara, this person was situated closer to the Beis Chanya, to the Beis HaMikdash. And this person says, I want to give a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since he said it in such a way, the halacha is that he should bring in a Beis Chanya. So what he would, and the way we understand his statement is as follows. Omar, what he was saying, Isagir Beis Chanya, if I can fulfill my obligation by bringing it to the Beis Chanya to Rachna, then that's what I'll do. But Tfei, to do any any more than that, to have to schlep it, so to speak, to the Beis HaMikdash, Lomit Stinel Staruri, that's something that I'm not capable of doing. And the same way, Nazir Nami, when this person is taking upon it, the Nazir took on this obligation, said, "Hi, God." It's not that he took upon himself a full-fledged obligation of Naziris. Rather, the way to understand what this person meant to do is, "Hi, God, let's ruin Nafshika Mechavin." He just wanted to take, refrain from wine and refrain from haircut, etc. Omar, and what he meant to say was, If being able to complete this all in the Beis Chanya, Terachna, then fine. Tfei, if I'll have to do any more, Loi Matzilat Starui. And Exotisus explains that this is not considered a situation of Master Mashakos B'Toyra, that he's making a condition contrary to what the Toyra says, because he's not taking upon himself a Naziris. Indeed, if somebody's taking upon himself a Naziris, the Torah gives very clear instructions what the halacha of Naziris are. This person just said, I'm not drinking wine, I'm not going to be with Tamasin. And therefore, it's not considered a full-fledged Naziris. And moreover, says the Likutei Halachos, when the Mishnah said the Lechatchila, in this case, he should go to the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't mean that that's what he should do. Rather, what he meant to say is that he can do it in the Beis HaMikdash, but that it's not necessary. But then I saw that the Teres Yisrael adds a point. He says, what we try to tell this person is do bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. What will happen by him bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash? By him bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, he is demonstrating that he was a Nazir and he was doing it right. And doing it right means that you complete in the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Hununa Amalach, Rav Nuna says, by Nazir, I agree that your explanation of the Mishnah is Kirag Amrit, that he never accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. But when regarding the other case of the Mishnah, when the person said Akrav Oila, there I understand it, like the Gemara understood it earlier, Mnashlach Achai Bechriyosukama. All I meant, what he meant was, I don't want to have full-fledged responsibility. And says the Gemara, V'af Rav Yochanan Tzavlahadar Rav Nuna, Rav Yochanan also agrees to this explanation, that Damar Rabba B'Bachanam Rav Yochanan, Harei Oyla Shekrivenev Beis Chanyam, Rekriva Beis Yisrael, if you put an Eretz Yisrael outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Yotza, he has fulfilled his obligation. Because saying Shekrivenev Beis Chanyam is no different, explains Rashi, than saying I'm going to bring it anywhere. Because the Beis Chanyam doesn't have there's nothing special about the Beis Chanyam. And all we look at his statement is that he made a statement that I should not be held responsible. Says again, however, there's another Aveira, and that's the Aveira of Onish Karus, because it's Shchutei Chutz. So we see that it's considered Oila without responsibility. But it is an oil, and therefore, if you don't bring in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a new issue of Shchutei Chutz. Says the Gemara, Tananya Nami Hachi, and so do we learn in a Braisa. If somebody says, Harei Ela Oila Shekrivenem B'Midbar, he says, I'm going to bring the oil in the Midbar, V'kriva Be'eva Yardain, and he brought in Eva Yardain, and Eva HaYardain is considered Eretz Yisrael, Rashi clearly indicates that Eva Yardain is considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, the halach is, when we speak about so often in our Masechta, the Michas Ha'omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, the halach is that anywhere from Eretz Yisrael, you could bring the Michas Ha'omer, so you could bring from Eva Yarden as well. Yotze, he has fulfilled his obligation, even though he didn't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Vanish Karis, he'll get Karis for bringing a carbon, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Al Gemara has discussed a new concept that somebody can obligate himself by saying that he will not, that there's no achrayis. He's taking upon himself an obligation with no responsibility. So I saw that the Chashuki Chemed has an interesting question. He says that somebody was asked to watch, somebody asked his neighbor to watch his menorah. But the person who took on the responsibility to take care of watch the menorah, he says that the shomer said, I'm prepared to do so, but no responsibility. And the person who owned the menorah, not only did he say that that's acceptable, he even gave the shomer permission to use the menorah. And now this person lit the menorah, but he lit the menorah outdoors, and he left the menorah outside, and it got stolen. It got stolen. The owner of the menorah says, you caused my menorah to get stolen. You left it. You were irresponsible. And he says, well, I took it very clearly under the obligation that I'm not going to be held responsible. So I shouldn't be held responsible that I got lost. What is the halacha? So the Chashuk Yechemet says, yes, this person took it upon himself that he shall not be held responsible. He says, but there are different definitions of not being held responsible. What he meant to say was, as we learned so extensively in Masechet Bava Metzia, the Shomer comes with certain responsibilities. Included in the responsibility of a Shomer is typically he's chayif for geneva, for aveda, if it got stolen, if it got lost. When this person took upon himself that he won't be held responsible, he meant to say that he will not be held responsible for the typical obligation that every other Shomer is held responsible for. But something that he did, which clearly reflects irresponsibility, or something that clearly reflects irresponsibility, then we can't just say, because I said I'm not taking responsibility, he will be held, he will be absolved. We don't say something so drastic. Says the Mishnah, Kanish Hashem Shabbos Chanya, the Kahanim who served in the Kahanim who served in the Beis Chanyai, Leishtam Shabbos Mikdash Bishlayim. The halacha is, we won't let them do the avoider Yerushalayim, because it's a knas. It's a knas that Chazal and the Sfasemek explains. It's a knas that they, because they did the wrong thing, the halacha is that they should be allowed to work in Yerushalayim. In fact, the Sfasemek is not quite sure, is this a special knas that was said for the people who worked in Beis Chanya? Is it for anybody who did avoid in a place they was not supposed to do? Ve'en tzarch loymer l'davar acher. Certainly a kohen who did the avoida in avoidah zarah, for avoidah zarah becomes disqualified from doing the avoida. Shenemem loyal kahanabams al mizbech Hashem b'Yerushalayim kim achlu b'soich acheyem. The kahanim may not do worship in the base of Mikdash. They're still kahanim. Varei elu kebali mumim. And therefore they're treated like a kohen as a bal mum. The halacha is that a kohen bal mum is not allowed to do the avoida, but cholkin v'aychlum, they're still entitled to get the matnas kuhuna. Tosfos brings down that the, what will be the halacha if a kohen, rachman tzlan, converted, left our religion, and the halacha, and then he did tshuva, he may not duchna anymore. The Barashi says that he, if he did tshuva, he may duchen. And this machlokes is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Rama says, the Rama, both opinions, the machlokes, Tosfos Rashi that we just quoted, are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim Simkuf Chavov Sif Lamed Zayin. And after Rashi's opinion is quoted, the Rama says, V'kein Iker. The Tor quotes Rav Nadroi that says that a Kayin, Rachman Otzlan Loyaleinu converted. The halach is, normally we know that the Kohen gets the first aliyah. Such a Kohen should never be called up to the Torah first. And in fact, the Ram Natrui says that if such a Kohen is called up to the Torah first, it's a Chil Hashem. But the Torah says that even if we're going to take the stricter approach about allowing him, not allowing him to duchen, he says, as far as getting the first aliyah, the halacha is that if he did tshuva, we will allow him to give the first aliyah. The Bedek Abayis quoted, the Bedek Abayis that says the opinion of the Rambam is somewhere in the middle. That if a Kohen Rachman Tzlan worshipped Avodah Zarah, then we won't accept the tshuva to give him back the position of kahuna. But if he just was not religious, but he didn't worship Avodah Zarah, we could be more lenient. The Magen Avraham has a different pshat. It depends to what religion he converted. He says, if he converted to a religion that involves worshiping Avodah Zarah, that indeed he cannot be given all of the jobs of a kohen. But if it was a religion that doesn't have avodah zarah, we could be more lenient. The regarding a kohen who who's Michal Shabbos. The Shas HaTshuvah Tzitzel Yezer quotes the Aderes and Rav Chaim Oizer that I think the question that was posed to them actually came from South Africa, that there were unfortunately Jews who were irreligious, they weren't Shomer Shabbos, and the question was, can we let such Kahanim duchen, and they are allowed to duchen. Regarding allowing this type of a Kohen to be about tefillah, the Magen Avraham opinion is that we can appoint them to be a Shliach Tzibur. The Bechor Shor disagrees. He says that, as we just said before, as the Gemara just said, he's a Balmum. And L'chatchila, we should not put him as a Balmum. Similar question that I saw comes up, that what happened if he, what's the halacha, could such an individual ever be called up to be chasun Torah? Certainly, I saw that the Paiskim add another dimension. If he was under duress, different situations, times of war, etc., there the Paiskim suggest that there's more room for leniency. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Koyin Sheshachat al Avodah Zarah, the Koyin Shechter Koyin for Avodah Zarah, and then he did tshuva and brought a carbon to base of Mikdash. The halach is Karbonai Reich Nechayach. His carbon is still considered Reich Nechayach. It's considered a carbon that's acceptable. And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain, and that's the basis of this Gemara, and that is that since all he did was just shechita, there's more room for leniency. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bavdim in Makro, from which pasuk does he say is this halacha learned? The pasuk says in Yecheskel, Yana sheisharsha isom ufnei gulaleim, v'hoi lebeis Yisrael michsha oven, al kein asasi yodei aleim num Hashem alakim, v'nosa avonim, v'ksib asrei. And the pasuk says afterwards, for the yikshu elai kindly, because they worshipped and they did avoid the father avoid the zara, even though they did tshuva, they can't bring back to the mizbeach. But the pasuk is indicating he avid sheris, if what they did was a special avoida, then the loch is he can't be allowed to do the avoid in the base of mikdash. But if all he did was shchita. Shechita is lav sheirusu. And of course, Rashi explains that the reason shechita is not considered a sheirus is because we often have learned that halacha is that shechita is ksheir bizar. Itmar, says the Gemara, if a kohen shogig bizrika, he made a mistake and he did zrika sadam in front of avodah zara. So on one hand, zrika sadam is certainly considered a full-fledged avodah. But as much as Rika Saddam is considered a full-fledged Avoida, this person did it b'shogig. And therefore, since this person did it b'shogig, Rav Nachman Amar, so now the question is, what will be the halacha regarding him doing the Avoida? Rav Nachman Amar Kapana Reich Nechayach, he could still now do avoida for the base of Mikdash. Rav Sheshes' opinion is that we cannot allow this person to do the avoida in the base of Mikdash. Ain kabana reich nechayach. Am Rav Sheshes menah min Allah. From where do I take that a kohen who did avoida zara b'shoigig can't do avoida in the base of Mikdash? The ksiv, the pasuk in Yecheskel that speaks about kohanim who did avoida zara. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says regarding such individual, "Va'il beis Yisrael michsha oven." My lav, doesn't the pasuk mean "oy michshol oy oven"? Whether he did it by michshol or he did it by oven, michshol says the Gemara means that he did it b'shogig. On the other hand, oven means that he did the avera b'mezid, and the pasuk is teaching us that whether he did the avera, whether he worshipped the avodah zarah b'shogig or b'mezid, he becomes disqualified to do the avoida. Rav Nachman, who differentiated if it was shogig or mezid, how does he explain that pasuk? He says the pasuk will speak about nichshol d'oven. Only if you did the aver b'mezid is that the halacha. But if it's not that way, it's not considered nichshol d'oven, and he would be allowed to come back to do the avodah. Says Amram Nachman Ma'aminala, from where do I learn that if a kohen that the avodah worshipped avodah zara b'shoyig, he could go back to working in the base of Mikdash? The Tanya, the pasuk, the brisa speaks about the karma chatos that's brought by an individual who Rachman Tzlon worshipped avodah zara b'shoyig. And the pasuk says, "V'chipa koyin al nefesh hashagegas b'chata b'shkaga l'fnei Hashem." The words "b'chata b'shkaga" are superfluous. Malamed to teach a shekoyin mischapa idei atzmai. A koyin who worshipped avodah zara b'shoyig could bring his own carbon for kapara. So ask the gemara, what does that mean that the koyin worshipped avodah zara? My ilam b'shchita. If all he did was shecht for avodah zara, so then the aloch, why are we singling out shoyig, asked the Gemara. I feel mezid nami, even if he did that very b'mezid, we've said before, that since shechita is not considered an avodah, since shechita is k'sher bizarre, whether he did b'shoyig or mezid, he could come back to the base of Mikdash. Ella, it must be speaking about that he did zrika to avodah zara, and the Torah Kedosh is considering, teaching us, that since he did that avodah only b'shoyig, he could be brought back to the base of Mikdash. Rashesh Tzomach Lach L'Oilam, the apostle speaking about Shechita. Or Mezaloi. And still, if he did the Shechita, even though we keep on repeating that the Shechita is not as much as an avodah, the other avodahs, but if he did the Shechita of avodah Zor B'mezid, the Lach is he cannot be brought back to do the avodah in the base of Mikdash. Because a person who does something b'mezif avodah zara falls into the category of nas misharis l'avodah zara. He becomes a misharis to avodah zara. And an individual who became a misharis to avodah zara can never be allowed to do the avodah. Vazel Tamayu, and says the Gemara, this machlekes that we have between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis regarding a kohen who b'mezif did shechita, what is his status? Says the Gemara, it's machlekes. Ditmar, he's a b'shchita. If a kohen b'mezid did shchita for avodah zara, Rav Nachman am a kabana reich nechayach, Rav Sheshis am a ein kabana reich nechayach. And the Gemara explains the machlokes. Rav Nachman am a kabana reich nechayach, the lay of it sheiris. Shchita is not considered an act of sheiris, of real serving, and therefore makes no difference if he did a b'shagir b'mezid. Rav Sheshis am a ein kabana reich nechayach, because once he did something b'mezid for the avodah zara, nasa misharis l'avodas kachavim, he's in the category of a misharis of avodah zara and can never be allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Amram Nachman Benon immediately, from where do I take that if a kohen shechted the mezid for avodah zara, he still could be allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash after he does tshuva? The Tanya, he says, the Braisa teaches us. Kohen shechted avodas kachavim, of a kohen rechman tzlan, worshipped avodah zara, v'shav, and then does tshuva, kabana reich nechayach. And now he does the avodah. His carbon is considered a reich nechayach. B'mai, ask the Gemara what was meant in this brisa when it says kohen shavat avodas kachavim. Ilam b'shogig, if he means that he did davera b'shogig, ask the Gemara what does the word shav mean. Shav means that he did tshuva. But if the person did not recognize that he was doing avera, so then he should not be considered v'shav. Shav v'aymerhu. He's still the tshuva. And the way I saw that the Brisker Rav explained the Gemara, certainly somebody who does an avera, even if that individual does the avera b'shogig, he's considered having done an avera. We can't ignore that it's considered doing an avera. But what happens is when somebody does an avera, Rachman Tzlan, the halacha views that pasuk as an individual. The halacha looks at that person as an individual who is nisnaknu masav l'ava b'shamayim. he has distanced himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And an individual who does an Aveira B'Shogi, even though, of course, as I said, it's considered that he did an Aveira, he can't be considered a person who's Nisnakru Masav Love of Shabbashamayim. He's not in the category of Nisnakru Masav Love of Shabbashamayim, and therefore the word Vishav is inappropriate. Elipshita, says the Gemara, what must be the situation? The situation must be that he did the Aveira B'Mezid. V B'Sika, continues the Gemara, if the person did the Aveira B'Mezid, so we said, Kishav Mahava. We said, even if he does tshuva, Havalei Sheiris. He did Sheiris for the Avodah Zarah, and we're learning such an individual becomes permanently disqualified from doing the Avodah. A lav, it must be speaking about that he shchita. He did shchita for Avodah Zarah B'Mezid. Tarek Dosh is teaching us, the Gemara is teaching us, that such an individual, if he does tshuva, will be allowed to do the Avodah. Rishesh Samalach, Rishesh, who disputes Rav Nachman, explains as follows. Loilam, we're talking about somebody who did shchita b'shogeg. Vach kama. Im shabmi kara, that he, if he does tshuva, he didn't realize he was doing an aveira, tiki avad b'shogeg dami, then when he did the aveira, he was a total shogeg, then kabana reich nechayach. Vim laf, but if he did the shchita b'mezid, and kabana reich nechayach, and we cannot accept his avoid in the base of Mikdash. Says the Gemara, hishtachel avodas kechavim, if he worshipped avodas zara b'mezid, and he did tshuva, what will be his status about being allowed to do the avoida? Rav Nachman Omar, kabana reich nechayach, he could go back to do the avoida. Rav Sheshes Omar, and kabana reich nechayach, even though what he did for avodas zara was not done in the base HaMikdash, still, since he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, he remains permanently disqualified. If he accepted Avodah Zarah as a god, Rav Nachman Amar, again, if he does tshuva, kabana reich nechayach, Rav Shesh Tzama, and kabana reich nechayach, we don't accept his tshuva. Says the Gemara, why was it necessary to mention all the various examples that the Gemara brought down? V'tzricha. Deyash minahach kamaisa, if we only had the case, we did Zrika b'shogeg, but he, Kamar Rav Sheshes, that's why Rav Sheshes takes a strict view to this person. Mishund Avalei Sheris, he did an act of Sheris for Avodah Zarah, and since he did an act of Sheris for Avodah Zarah, he becomes disqualified from ever being able to do Avod in the base of Mikdash. Aval Shchita, if he did Shchita, which, as we keep on repeating in our shir, is not considered an act of sheiris, shchita ksher bizar, shchita da'ay avalei sheiris, if he did shchitas, which is not considered an act of sheiris, ema meidler of Nachman, that even if he did it b'mezid, he should be allowed to do ravaida. V'yashmin shchita, if we only had the case of shchita, because there, Rav Sheshes took a strict point. Mishum da'avalei avoida. It is some sort of an avoida, even though it's not on the same level of Zrika. Avle shtachve, if he bowed down, da'avalei avoida, which is not at all considered an act of avoida, emaloi, maybe Rav Sheshes doesn't disagree with Rav Nachman, and he'll be allowed to do avoida in the base of Mikdash, tzricha. V'yeshtemin shtachva, if we only had the case of a shtachva, so we say by shtachava, Rav Sheshes says he can't do the avoida. Mishum da'avalei maisa, his shtachava is considered a maisa. Aval, if all he did was hoida, he just recognized the avoida zara, which is dibura ba'alma, which is just speaking, emaloi, maybe we shouldn't take such a strict approach to him, tzricha. The Mishnah continued saying that kahanim who did work in Beis Chanya may not be allowed to do avodah in the Beis of Mikdash. Vein tzarich loima l'davar acher. Says the Gemara, mid the kamar, because the Tana mentioned that if somebody did avodah in the Beis of Mikdash, in the Beis Chanya, he can't do avodah in the Beis of Mikdash. Vein tzarich loima, says the Gemara l'davar acher, if he did avodah for avodah zara, we don't let him do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Mechlal, isn't this, ask the Gemara, an indication to Beis Chanya, la Beis Avodah Chavim? It's not considered Beis Avodah Zara. Because the Mishnah is saying that Beis Chanya is more, Beis Chanya is not as serious as Avodah Zara, clearly indicating that the Beis Chanya wasn't Avodah Zara. Says the Gemara, Tanan, our Mishnah clearly is following command Omer. Our Mishnah is following the opinion. The Beis Chanya lav Avodah Kachavim Hu. The Beis Chanya is not considered a Beis Avodah Zara. The Tanya teaches us the Braisa, what was the story behind the Beis Chanya. Says the Beis Chanya, Shemesh Shimon HaTzadik, the Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol, passed away. Omer lehen, he said to his colleagues, Shana Zahu Meis, he's going to pass away this year. So they asked him, how do you know? Every year when I went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippurim, I would have accompany me an elderly person wearing white clothing, and wearing a white talis, Yotsami, and he would go out with me as I left the Beis HaMikdash. However, Bishanazu, this year, when I went to the Kodesh Kedoshim, the person who accompanied me, Zokan Echad Lov Shchayim and the Satev Shchayim, he was wearing black. And he entered with me, Velayotzumi. Lachal Arego, indeed says the Gemara, right after Yontif, after Sukkos, Chola, he got ill, for Shiva Shaman for 7 days, or Mace, and he passed away. And from then on, Nimnu Echel Kanim Avarach B'Shem. The Kahanim no longer used the shame Hamafirish when they did Duchening. Because, as the Rishonim explained, at that time began a time that the level in Klal Yisrael was really not longer the proper level. And the concern was that if somebody will hear them saying the Nesias Kapayim with the Shem Hashem, they'll use that Shem Hashem inappropriately. So from then on, they stopped using that Shem, and out of respect for the Shem Hashem. So of course, the question is that the pasuk says, "V'l'chal adam lo yeh ba'oil moyed," that nobody's allowed to be in the oil moyed when the Kohen enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the question is, how did they have this person with him, this oil moyed? So I saw two different pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that this person, Kav Yochel, in the white clothing or in the black clothing, actually refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered with him into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the Tfarsh Shloima has a whole different approach. He says that the Torah HaKadosh, when it speaks about the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, says, B'zois Yovei Aaron. The Torah HaKadosh keeps on speaking about Aaron HaKohen. But the question asked the Tfarsh Shloima is, why does the Torah always keep on mentioning Aaron? Aaron was Kohen, yes, in the Mishkan, but Aaron wasn't Kohen forever. So what does the Torah mean with Zois Yovei Aaron? So the Tfarsh Shloima mentions that Aaron was always the Kohen that accompanied the Kohen Gadol. The Ruach of Aaron remained there forever, and that's who Shimon HaTzadik meant. It says the Mor B'Shas B'Tirasa, Shimon HaTzadik was about to be Nifter. Amlehem, he told them, Chanya B'ni Yisham Metachti. He, Chanya, my son, should be the Kohen Gadol in my place. And the way Tosfos explains, that while Shimon HaTzadik was still alive, Chanya was the Skan Kohen Gadol. And he was already in that position, and even though he wasn't on the same level of his father, he was a big Yerushmayim, and therefore he was the person to be appointed to be Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, when Chanya, who was appointed by his father to be the Kohen Gadol, came to do the Avodah, the Skana by Shimei Achiv. Shimei, his elder brother, became jealous because Shahaya Gadol Mimena Shtei Shanim Machza, who was 2.5 years older than Chanya. Amalei, So Shimi told Chinya, I'm going to teach you how the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah, and he's inaugurated. He put on him a leather garment, Chagra Betzilzel, and he put on some sort of a belt, which is not from the Bigdei Kahuna, and he put him next to the Mizbeach, and he said to the other Kohanim, Ruma Gadol Zeh Nadal Avosoi. Look what kind of a neder he made to his wife. That he said to his wife, Shimi said about Chanya, the day that I will become the Kohen Gadol, Elbish Brunkli Shilchi, I'm going to put on your garment, and I'm going to put on your belt. And the Kohanim wanted to kill Chanya for the way he defiled and disrespected the Kohen Gadol. He started running away, and they chased him. He ran all the way to Alexandria, where he built a mizbeach, and he brought kabbanos for the avodah zarah. When the chacham heard what Shimi did to Chanya, if Shimi did not even become Kohen Gadol, because he was jealous of Chanya, look what he did. Hayarid loy, if somebody becomes a Kohen Gadol, alachas kama v'kama, how much must we be concerned that what he'll do if he is going to lose it? Divrei Remeya. So according to Remeya, Beis Chanya was actually a Beis of Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos asks, how could he bring Kabbanis there? It's, as we've been learning, it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Meshech Chachma says that the Isser to bring Kabbanis outside the Beis HaMikdash only speaks to Jews, but it doesn't speak to Akum. And therefore, he brought Kabbanis there for Akum. The Seidat Doris says that when Chanya went to Mitzrayim, he asked permission from the king that he should be allowed to build their Beis HaMikdash. And the king said that if it's not against Jewish law, if it's not against the Torah, he'll give him permission. But the king himself asked Chanya, how could it possibly be permissible? It's not an Etz Yisrael. Says the Seidat Doris, that Chanya responded that there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk Yishai says, "Bayomahu yim mizbech l'Hashem b'toich eretz Mitzrayim." So he said that the pasuk clearly indicates that the place is going to be that there's going to be a base of Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, and that's why I did it. Why I saw Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says, does the Gemara have to say they were exactly 2.5 years difference? He says. So says Rav Zilberstein, here part of the issue was that the younger brother was appointed instead of the older brother. He says, if it's within 2 years, he suggests they're considered the same age. But once it was 2.5 years difference, then he says the Gemara, he had a legitimate issue. Amalei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Loi kacha yamaisa, that's not the episode. Elop, like Kibbel of Chanya. Chanya did not accept his father's appointment because he knew he was younger. He knew that Shimi is 2.5 years older. But then, once Shimi got the position, he was upset. And Chanya told Shimi, I'm going to teach you to say the Avodah, how the Kohen Gadol acts when he's inaugurated. Habisha Unkali, he put on a leather garment, v'chag b'tzilzul v'midah etzim mizbeach, v'am lam lech v'kahanim, he told the other kahanim, ruma nedazah kaim la'vasoi, look what he promised his wife. Oysi yom sheshtam b'kun g'dol, the day I become Kohen Gadol, elbish b'unkali shalchi v'ega b'tzilzul shalchi, v'kish ech v'kahanim l'hargoi, and the kahanim wanted to kill Shimi, sachlam kalmura, and Shimi told them the entire story. And they found that it was Chanya's trick. And therefore, Bikshul Harag is Chanya. They were very upset, and they wanted to kill Chanya. Says the Gemara, Rotzu Pneim, he ran away, Rotzu Achrov. Rotzu Beis Hamelech, Rotzu Achrov. Says the Gemara, Kol Roy, I'm a Zehu, Zehu. That everybody pointed to Chanya and said, he's the person that caused this terrible fiasco. Halach Alexander Shal Mitzrayim, Obana Shal Mizbeach, V'hol of L'Shem Shemayim. Shenemar, the Chum heard this story. If Chanya, who at the beginning showed tremendous respect and walked away from the position he was given, now look what happened, how he turned around. So I'm a Vakish layered law. Somebody who didn't have this behavior of Chanya. This Chanya was a person who at the beginning wanted to be nice. Somebody who wants position of greatness, Allah's kama v'kama, how much must we be concerned that if he doesn't get what he wanted, what will be the result?